Views expressed by the guests and telephone participants do not necessarily express the views of the management, staff, or sponsors of AM 950 KHI.
And a good Sunday morning. Good Sunday morning to you. I'm Mike Nichols, and welcome to Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy, or maybe you're having a yard sale today. It looks like it's going to be good weather for that. We'll take a look at that weather in just a moment. And if you're a nonprofit, like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, certainly that's worthy of a call as well. And I'd like to hear from you. See what's going on in your neck of the woods. Give me a call. 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565. That's the number to call. And lines are open as we speak. All right, let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. We're kind of chilly this morning, but we've got some blue sky at least. Look for partly sunny skies with a high of around 57. And look for tonight, mostly clear skies. With a low of around 39, going to get mighty chilly overnight, and then tomorrow morning or Monday back to work, sunny with a high of near 64, and a little bit of an east wind, 5 to 8 miles per hour, and then Monday night, partly cloudy, with a low of around 44. And currently, at the airport here in Auburn, we're looking at 43 chilly degrees. So there you have it. As we talk about it every Sunday morning, we're going to do it again this morning. It's, what is it? It's the Heritage Trail. And the Heritage Trail is a tour of museums of Placer County. And I have a bookmark here that you can pick up at the museums, and it tells you, lists all of the museums, where they're located, their phone number, and their hours of operation, such as the Auburn Josh House Chinese Museum, Sacramento Street in Auburn, the Bernard Museum, Auburn Folsom Road. Then you have the Donner Summit Historical Society Museum on Donner Pass Road, the Gold Country Medical History Museum, Maple Street here in Auburn, the Old Jail Museum, Dragoon Street in Truckee, and, of course, the Rockland History Museum on Rockland Road. That's just to name a few. Might be a good idea to get a couple of them that are close together and make it a weekend jaunt and to take the kids so they can learn about the Heritage Trail, the tour of museums in Placer County. There you have it. Something else I want to talk to you about. It's important to me. I hope it's important to you. And that is the Placer High School class of 1964 and 1965. They're holding a combined class reunion. That will happen on Saturday, October 5th at the Auburn Elks Lodge on Pine Street here in Auburn. And you want to get your 2 cents in early, that's for sure. And for contacts, the class of 1964, contact Fred Van Wert. 408-620-0301. Class of 1965, contact Mike Self at 916-742-8215. Or you can check out Mike at miguel/self@gmail.com. And, of course, we'll be going over that several times over the next few weeks and months. Make sure that you have the information that you need if you're a member of the 64 and 65 classes of Placer High School. That's going to be fun. All right. Let's take a look at the weekend edition of the Auburn Journal, and we start off with a kind of a sad story where a suspect was killed and a deputy injured in an officer-involved shooting in Colfax. The Placer County Sheriff's and District Attorney offices are investigating a shooting involved officers in Colfax on Thursday night. Multiple deputies were patrolling the South Auburn Street area around 11 p.m. when they located a van in the McDonald's parking lot. According to the sheriff's office, the van matched a description related to a burglary that occurred in the area the day before. Deputies contacted the individual inside the van, identified as a white male adult in his 30s, who immediately became uncooperative. The sheriff's office confirmed deputies attempted to use de-escalation techniques to gain compliance, but the suspect opened fire on deputies. Deputies immediately returned fire after being fired upon, the sheriff's office reported. A deputy was struck during the exchange. The deputy was evacuated by other deputies and transported for treatment. The sheriff's office confirmed Friday morning the deputy is in critical condition but has stabilized. The sheriff's office reported the special enforcement team responded to the scene after it was secured, approached the van, and determined the suspect was deceased. Further details about the incident and the suspect will be released once next of kin notifications have been made. That's according to the sheriff's office confirmation. All right. Well, here's a cool thing. The Cruise Night kicks off 40th season on May 10th. That's going to be a lot of fun, too. I love that show. The Auburn Institution will celebrate the staff, I should say the start, of its 40th year month. Auburn Cruise Night returns to downtown Auburn on May 10th. What started in the parking lot of a Foster's Freeze 40 years ago has transformed into a major downtown Auburn event which draws thousands of people in the area each year. The free event welcomes more than 300 classic cars, 1972 or older, lined up on Lincoln Way from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the second Friday of each month between May and September. Opened hoods, beautifully renovated interiors, and shiny exteriors are all on display. Quote, it's going to be the cruise night as everyone has enjoyed for 40 years, said Mike Chilik, a volunteer who runs the event. There will be a lot more cars in the continues to because it continues to grow. So look forward to that, May 10th. Friday, May 10th, cruise night kicks off its 40th season here in Auburn. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. And T-Bone's Meat Shop celebrates 1 year anniversary. T-Bone Meat is celebrating a year bringing fresh meats and expert advice to the community this month. Jared Henry, Lorenzo Claudier, and Zach Clute have spent the last year sourcing and offering fresh cuts of meat and seafood while also delivering helpful advice and specialty cuts and items to their customers out of their retail meat shop near Lake of the Pines. So that's a good thing. Okay. A little trouble with the mic there. And now I think we got it. Okay, well, congratulations to T-Bone's Meats. And Placer declares May as Mental Health Matters Month. The Placer County Board of Supervisors approved the proclamation April 23rd, declaring May 24th as Mental Health Matters Month in the county. So that's important stuff. The proclamation, which aims to increase awareness and reduce stigma, notes mental health challenges are one of the most common health conditions in the state, affecting one of five adults and one of six for those ages 6 to 17. That's scary. Despite its prevalence, mental health remains shrouded in stigma, preventing many from seeking help. Nearly half will go without treatment even in states with the greatest access, the proclamation reads. So that's something to think about. All right. Let's go ahead and take that break. It is 8:14, 43 degrees. Mike Nichols here, and this is Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy or perhaps you're having a yard sale today, it's a good day for that, weather-wise. Give me a call, and if you're a nonprofit and like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, certainly that's worthy of a call. And I'd like to hear from you, see what's going on in your neck of the woods. It would give me great pleasure to get a call from you, 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565. That's the number. Lines are open. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the heating and air conditioning business, the state of California has millions of regulations. But surprisingly, almost nothing when it comes to the technical knowledge required of a heating and air technician.
That means they can send a salesman to your home that looks like a true technician but knows next to nothing when servicing your heating and air system. His only focus is to sell you a new one. That'll never happen with Big Mountain's 2-for-1 rejuvenation of your heating and air system. With our 2 to 3 hour truly comprehensive two-part service of both your furnace and your air conditioner with a written guarantee against breakdown, or the service will be free all year long. Total cost $78, or save $2,500 on a brand new heating and air system plus an additional $500 rebate to replace your old R22 system. Details at 916-378-6270 or
BigMountainAir.com.
Placer Farm Supply, the Big Red Barn on Highway 80 in Newcastle. With the new year, it's time to spray the weeds, lay down the fertilizer, and soon time to plant the pastures, fix or replace the fence. Ever hear the term good fences make great neighbors? Well, it's true. Bring your plan to Placer Farm Supply and our knowledgeable staff will get you started. We've got your critters covered too, from livestock and poultry to cat and dog. We can feed them all. Placer Farm Supply, the Big Red Barn on Highway 80 in Newcastle. Come see us for all your critter and farming and ranching needs.
Lindsay's Cleaning Services is an award-winning residential and commercial cleaning service. They've been voted best house cleaning service, best customer service, and best place to work in Auburn, Roseville, Rockland, Loomis, Colfax, Folsom, even El Dorado Hills. Mention K-High and get 10% off your first cleaning service. Give them a call and find out why they are voted best of the best year after year. Call 530-745-4227 or check out IJustWantItClean.com.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
I was given a prescription opioid pain medication, and within only a few months, I was completely addicted. I lost everything. I had to leave school and stop playing sports in college, and I started to watch my life slip away. I want people to know that these drugs are addictive. One prescription can be all it takes to lose everything.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
I'm not a big cook, but I have watched enough of the chop shows on TV to know that gas stoves are pretty damn convenient.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You don't cook anything.
No, I don't cook it. No, of course
but
not.
But you
no.
watch some of the Food Network shows?
I like watching those.
But it doesn't like, man, I want to eat that now, or I want to learn how to do it. It's nothing
no,
like
No, I mean,
that.
I want to eat it, but I don't want to learn how to do
Markley,
it.
Markley,
no.
Van Camp, and Robbins.
Okay.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Voice of the Foothills, FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High.
All right, we are back. Me being me, Mike Stickles, and this is Swap Shop / Community Counter. If you have something to sell, or you're looking for something to buy, or maybe you're having yard sale today, take a good reason to call. And if you're a nonprofit, like getting information out to the public about upcoming events, that would certainly be worthy of a call as well. And I'd like to hear from you, though. See what's going on in your neck of the woods. Give me a call. 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565. Lines are open, waiting for your call. Take it, boys. Alrighty, let's turn back to the weekend edition of the Auburn Journal. As we turn the page, there we go. Well, we have a Loomis mural is unveiled at New Costco. Has town artist's touch. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's worth looking at. So check that out. And Disney's Fantasia in concert live to film wraps up the symphony season. That will be Sunday, May 12th, 3 p.m. at the Mondavi Center in Jackson Hall. That's worth looking into. And we turn the page again. All right. Lots of stuff this time of year going on. You have to get a hold of all of it when you can. Okay, turn the page, he said. Maybe we should turn it again. Well, Auburn Business Century Commercial Service celebrates 40 years. That's another 40-year anniversary. Century Commercial Service, formerly known as Century Lighting, commemorated its 40th year in operation, representing a steadfast journey of growth and adaption. Initially established March 1984 by Keith Estes as a small business in Auburn, it began Century Lighting, specializing in wholesale distribution of commercial-grade lighting products. The company moved to the Auburn Airport Industrial Park in 1987 and is still there today. Over the next four decades, the company has involved in expanding its services and influence within the industry of surfacing a commercial properties. Pretty good. Congratulations to those folks. Yeah. Okay, we'll turn the page again. I'd sure like to hear from you if you had time to give me a call at 530-885-3565. That's 530-885-3565. I'd love to hear from you, see what's going on in your area. Probably hear from Gary before it's all said and done. Find out what's going on across the canyon over there in Placerville. Let's see about that. Sure looking forward to that. Haven't heard from Lois in a long time. Lois, if you're listening, I hope you're okay. I hope everything's fine. Sure like to hear from you, and the listeners would agree with that. They'd like to hear from you also. So, the Placer County Sheriff's Office is hosting two safety symposiums to educate the public on threats of school campuses. I should say threats involving. The symposium, in partnership with the FBI Sacramento office, will provide parents, guardians, and middle and high school students with insight into agencies' threat assessment processes. The symposiums will be from 5 to 7 p.m., I should say 5:30, to 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 21st, at Del Oro High School at 3301 Taylor Road in Loomis, and Thursday, May 23rd, at Colfax High School at 24995 Ben Taylor Road in Colfax. According to Sergeant Welch with the Sheriff's Office, the symposiums will directly serve the Colfax and Del Oro campuses as they are in the agency's jurisdiction, unlike Placer High School, which is in the Auburn Police Department's jurisdiction. Welch confirmed the symposiums are open to all junior and high school students. Parents and guardians of junior high and high school students from any school are welcomed and encouraged to attend this informative event. The Sheriff's Office shared on Facebook. So check that out. Worthy for sure. All right. 530-885-3565. 530-885-3565 is the number to call if you're interested in getting on the program this morning. I'd love to hear from you. Okay. Well, let's see here. The Placer Nature Center plans a Spring Fest. Placer Nature Center will hold Spring Fest from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, May 11th at 3700 Christian Valley Road in Auburn. Spring Fest will include arts and crafts, games, trail walks, nature connection, environmental education, food, and drinks. There's a suggested donation of $5 per person. If you'd like more information, call 530-878-6053. That's 530-878-6053. Very cool. All right. Come back through here again. See what we got going. We had a piece of weather yesterday, didn't we? Holy moly. Rain and got a little snow up there at my place in Forest Hill. And just enough to have to go clean the satellite dish off so I can watch TV. That was a pain in the neck. Okay. Well, again, I want to remind you that Cruise Night kicks off its 40th season on May 10th. It's an Auburn institution celebrating its start, like I say, start of its 40th year. This month, the Auburn Cruise Night returns to downtown Auburn on May 10th. What started in the parking lot of a Foster's Freeze 40 years ago has transformed into a major downtown Auburn event, which draws thousands of people to the area each year. The free event, I stress that, it's free, welcomes more than 300 classic cars, 1972 and older, lined up on Lincoln Way from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the second Friday of the month between May and September. Open hoods, beautifully renovated interiors, and shiny exteriors are all on display. It's always a sellout. I shouldn't say sellout, because it is free, but it's a major event. Looking forward to it. That's for sure. And again, starts the season May 10th. So check that out. Worthwhile, I guarantee it. All right. And, yeah, that's a major story on the front page of the weekend edition of the Auburn Journal. 40 years, hard to believe. And... well, we have a traffic was delayed Friday morning following a traffic collision involving a CHP officer on State Route 49 near Shell Ridge Road in Auburn. According to CHP, a motorist was traveling southbound on Highway 49 and ran a red light heading to eastbound Shell Ridge Road. And as a result, the motorist struck a CHP officer who was traveling northbound on his motorcycle. CHP confirmed the officer was ejected off the motorcycle and was transported to a hospital for major injuries. Quote, our thoughts are with the officer and their family during this difficult time. That's according to CHP on Friday morning. CHP confirmed the traffic was delayed in the area during the investigation, and the investigation continues. All right. Cue the band. And it is coming up on 8:29. I'm looking at the about 43 degrees or so. We'll check that weather when we get back. This is Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy, maybe you're having a yard sale today, give me a call. And if you're a nonprofit, like get some information out to the public about upcoming events, give me a call. We'll talk about that. I'd love to hear from you, see what's going on in your neck of the woods. Give me a call at 530-885-3565. 530-885-3565. That's the number to call. Lines are open. Looking forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Auburn's department store is McCullough's in the Auburn Town Center. McCullough's carries all the name brand products you're looking for. Right now, you'll find deals on Hydro Flask, just right for spring and summer. Women's and men's t-shirts by Life is Good, Old Guys Rule, and Laid Back. And men's Hawaiian-made Aloha shirts, just right for the warmer weather. Everything you need is all in one store, right here in Auburn. McCullough's department store in the Auburn Town Center,
right off of Elm.
It's time to spruce up your home for spring and summer.
Don't miss this week's Home Sales Save the Tax event at Naturewood Home Furnishings.
Now's the time to choose from Sacramento's best selection of brands, styles, and prices.
Then save the sales tax on all living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, home office, and so much more. It's all about choices and always about quality at Naturewood.
Hurry, the home sale ends soon.
Naturewood, you know, the building with the water wheel.
Tell them Brooklyn Nova and Orion sent you.
It's time to live better at CAC Fit at 2514 Bell Road in the Crossroads Shopping Center. Whether your fitness goals are to lose weight, gain weight, functional training, or recovery, they've got you covered with customized training programs, fitness classes, hydro massages, and more. Open 7 days a week with 24/7 access. Stop by CAC Fit at 2514 Bell Road in the Crossroads Shopping Center. Call 530-885-1964 or online at cacfit.com.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Dahlia, and I'm thrilled to announce that I've joined the K-High radio team. Each weekday morning from 9 to noon, I'm live on K-High. We tackle issues like cholesterol, diabetes, women's health, children, geriatrics, relationships, and more. And with all that's going on in Washington, we even touch on government and policies impacting your health. The Dr. Dahlia Show is also a live call-in medical talk show that answers your questions on the air. Join me, Dr. Dahlia, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High, the voice of the foothills.
All righty, we are back. It is 8:33, let's call it, and we're looking at 43 degrees at the airport here in Auburn. And good morning once again. This is Mike Nicholson. You're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High. Of course, we are. All right. And as stated, this is Swap Shop / Community Calendar, so if you have something to sell or you're looking for something to buy, maybe a yard sale is involved, give me a call. If you're a nonprofit, like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, give me a call in that regard. I'd like to hear from you and see what's going on in your neck of the woods. So give me a call at 530-885-3565. 530-885-3565. Lines are open, waiting for your call. All right, here we go. Let me remind you again that on October 5th, I know it's a long ways off, but still, now is the time to get it on your radar. The Placer High School classes of 1964 and 1965 holding a combined class reunion that happening, again, Saturday, October 5th at the Auburn Elks Lodge, and that's located at 195 Pine Street here in Auburn. Noon to 6, and lunch is served at 1. And if you want more information, class of 1964, you may contact Fred Van Wert at 408-620-0301. Class of 1965, contact Mike Self at 916-742-8215. You can also check Mike at Miguel/Self. At gmail.com. And of course, we'll be talking more about this as the time draws near, but now's the time to get that information in. That's going to be a lot of fun. Class of 1964 and 1965, Placer High School. Combined class reunion Saturday, October 5th. So get involved. It's going to be fun. All right, let's take another quick look at that weather forecast. We're looking at partly sunny skies today. It's awful pretty out there right now, out my window anyway. See a southeast breeze about 5 to 7 miles per hour. And then tonight, look for mostly clear skies with a low of around 39. So it's going to get just a tad chilly. But then Monday morning, coming back to work, sunny with a high of near 64. And continued good weather throughout the remainder of the week. Sounds good to me. We could see a high in the 70s by Wednesday. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to that. Currently, at the airport in Auburn, we're looking to 43 degrees. So there you have it. Let's see. Get the arrow working. There we go. Sometimes when it comes to computers, I'm about as sharp as a marble. But I'm working on it. Okay, let's turn back to the weekend edition of the Auburn Journal. We talked about the Hot Rod Heaven Cruise Night, kicking off its 40th season on May 10th. And that's Friday, isn't it? Yeah. How about that? And let's see. The animated film Brave is going to be shown at the Oddfellows. The cinema at the State presents Brave. 2 p.m. Saturday, May 18th at the Oddfellows Lodge at number 7, located at 1226 and a half Lincoln Way here in Auburn. So that should be fun. And Disney's Fantasia in concert, live to film, wraps up symphony season. And that's, let's see, 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 12th at the Mondavi Center in Jackson Hall. That'll be fun. And if you want more information, you can call 530-754-2787 or 530-823-6683. So there you go. All right. I'm surprised I haven't had a call yet. 530-885-3565. There we go. Maybe that's one. Let's see what we got going here. Okay. Good morning. This is K-High. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mike. Gary from Placerville. How are you?
Gary, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. You doing okay? You got a little snow up there, huh?
Yeah, we did. We got enough to where it was a pain in the neck. I had to go out and clean off the satellite dish twice.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's quite a bit. I mean, I know it's not a lot, but it's enough to do the dish.
Yeah, it was. So there are a couple. I've got probably a couple inches.
I heard that was kind of what they were expecting, but I'm wondering how much they got up in Tahoe because it seemed like it was dark there earlier.
Yeah.
And probably was storming there earlier than it was down here.
Well, this started, about what time was it? In the early afternoon, it rained.
Okay.
It rained real steady. And then all of a sudden, I see a few snowflakes mixed in.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's a blizzard.
There you go.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, man, I slept right through summer.
That's hilarious. I love that one.
Yeah, it was awful.
How are you doing otherwise?
Not too bad. Getting along a lot better with the dog, and the dog's getting along better with me. And so there you have it. That's it in a nutshell.
Good deal.
He still has the upper hand, however.
Okay.
As long as he doesn't know it.
Speaking of which, I miss hearing from Lois, and I want her to know that. So speaking about the animal shelters.
Yeah.
I know you mention it once in a while and how important it is for the adoption to take place.
Well, that's where I got my dog.
Yeah. I heard that there's an animal shelter, I think it's in the Bay Area, that adopted 50 cats from Maui, from the fire area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're looking to get good homes. somebody wants to research that.
Wow, that's a long ways apart.
Yeah, I guess their animal shelters over there were overloaded, you know, because so many people lost so many homes and were displaced, and lot of them had to leave before they could do anything.
Could be some of those animal shelters were destroyed, too.
You know what? I did not think of that. Mm-hmm.
They might have lost some in that gigantic fire.
That's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. Well, all the best to them. I love all animals, including cats, so I hope they get adopted.
Yeah, me too.
So you were asking earlier, you were talking about the mental health thing you were reading from the paper.
And yeah.
I was reading the Mountain Democrat, one of our other lights of information, that local information in the area. And Marshall Hospital here in this area is, and I'm kind of just paraphrasing here, is working to implement a new needs-focused approach to how mental health-related visits to the emergency room are handled.
Yeah.
Because they're saying in the wake of the COVID-19 epidemic, health professionals have witnessed an uptick in mental health emergencies involving individuals reporting mental illness. So they're saying that the data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates mental health-related emergency room visits, and this is what you were talking about, for adolescents ranged 12 to 17 have jumped by 31% between 2019 and 2021.
You know, that's pretty scary when you start to think about it. What is the core reason?
Yes, and you did comment in the middle of the reading then about that's scary how young people that age are having problems, and they're thinking it might have come from the peak of the lockdowns and the distant learning, and other issues likely played roles in the
rise. I'm just going to say the same thing, that COVID probably had something to do with it, but some of it had to being happening before COVID.
Yeah. Well, I know that I have a very, very good friend who has a son who's now 20, coming up on 22. He's 21 and a half, and he's had issues since he was in junior high. And these are people who have means. They have they're interested in trying to help their son, but they found very, very little support.
Yeah.
They tried to find places to take him, and waiting weeks, you know, he has a mental crisis one night, and they go out and find him and bring him back, and they can't find a place that'll take him.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult. There's very few professionals out there that'll help. And of course, we had the issues with the mental hospitals closing in the late 70s, early 80s. And so there's not a lot of support out there, and it's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
I think we've got to start concentrating a little bit more on mental health. Of course, the health cost of health care is rising all over, and I'd imagine that's just another cost. And I think that people are not they're becoming more aware and more vocal, but I think that there isn't just a lot of people who are standing up and demanding the help, you know.
I wonder how much of that is covered by insurance and so on.
Well, I know that the larger healthcare systems do offer care.
Yeah.
But you wait a long time to get in.
Yeah.
Because it's backed up. And then it's a limited amount of visits.
Yeah.
So, you know, like say 12 visits. I don't quote me on that, but they limit the amount of visits. I think a lot of people are, like it says in this article, relying on going to the emergency room.
Well, I can imagine it's not cheap either. You know, it's a difficult thing all the way around.
Mm-hmm. There's a friend in our neighborhood, a really good guy, who's a he's a family counselor. He does marriage and family, and he's wanting to retire, but he's having trouble retiring because he has so many people coming to him that need help, and he feels bad about abandoning these people in need. So
probably not. Might not be anybody in that would be available in that area to take his place.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying, this area. Well, it's everywhere. You know, it's not just this area, but it's everywhere. So, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I don't know the answer. Besides, we need more care. Maybe people put pressure on your health care providers to help more, devote more resources to that.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was coming from.
Then again, with that, what will they have to cut other things?
Yeah.
In order to provide that care.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Healthcare is very expensive, though.
Well, I'll tell you. Between healthcare and a loaf of bread, you can go broke pretty quick.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I wanted to make another announcement, which was in the May 1st edition of the Mountain Democrat.
Okay.
They're going bi-weekly. So they used to be tri-weekly, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and they're cutting out the Monday edition. So
well, you know,
the publisher, Richard Esposito, is saying, to quote him, I believe we can better serve our readers and advertisers with a solid Wednesday midweek edition and a strong Friday weekend edition.
Well, you know, that's happened with a lot of the newspapers nowadays. It's cutting back. I know the Auburn Journal had to do the same thing. And I think the Internet has a lot to do with that because, you know, a lot of these news stories and so on and so forth that you can look up on the Internet.
Yes.
You can find probably the Democrat and the Journal. On the Internet, so.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. Another quote is, he says, as our readers continue to migrate online, we need to stay flexible to reach them
right.
on the platforms where they're engaging with the news.
Right.
So, yeah. That was Kristen Killam that said that.
Yeah.
They feel like they can free up more resources for real-time news gathering as well as more in-depth reporting on stories that matter to other residents.
Well, you got to wonder, really, in the long run,
yes.
how long these our well-established newspapers are going to last.
Well, that's my fear, Mike. That was going to be my last comment. I know we're up against the break, but that's my fear. You know, the Mountain Democrat is in its 173rd year of printing up here, and I know the Auburn Journal is very well established as well. So,
it says right here, serving Auburn, Colfax, and surrounding communities since 1872.
Well, see, there you go. There you go. So I think it's dangerous precedent. You know, I'd rather read the newspaper than go online. I know I'm an old fogey.
Nope.
But,
well, I'm right with you.
Anyway, that's the story.
Yep.
But, I want to say when you first got on the air, it was I didn't know what you were talking about because it was completely clouded over here. But now as I'm sitting out here on the front porch looking out, it's partly cloudy, light fluffy clouds. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, like you say. So
let me wish
everybody a beautiful day.
Let me check something out here, Gary. Hang on a second.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to indulge me for a minute. I'm going to check on the Placerville weather, and it says right now that it's 48 degrees over there.
Yeah, that matches my thermometer.
Under partly sunny skies with a high of near 64.
Oh, good.
Look for mostly clear skies tonight.
Good.
And a low of about... Let's see, a low of about 36.
Ooh.
And then tomorrow, Monday, sunny skies with a high near 62 again.
Cool.
And it kind of looks like the remainder of the week, all the way to the valley for that matter, is going to be pretty nice. It should see highs in the 80s, upper 80s in the valley by midweek.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm done with this wet weather. That's all there is to it. I put my water wings away, and I'm not bringing them back.
Okay, there you go. Well, I've got to work on a car today. I'm polishing my oldest truck here. I've got to polish it up. I've got to take it down to the Bay Area. So I hope it stays like that.
There you go.
I got two quick dad jokes.
Okay.
What runs but never walks?
A clock?
Oh, that's a good one. This happens to be a river, but I like the clock. You ought to give yourself a rim shot for the clock.
I just did.
All right, on. What is a rabbit's favorite type of music?
I don't know.
Hip-hop.
That was only half a rim shot.
Yeah, I have one. With that, I wish you a good week, Mike. Thank you for being on the air and making this Sunday a wonderful Sunday for us. All the best, everybody.
I appreciate it, Gary. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Always good to hear from Gary over in Placerville. All right. With that in mind, we'll take our final break at 8:50, coming up on 8:52, 45 degrees here in Auburn at the airport. Mike Nichols here and you there. And this is Swap Shop / Community Calendar. If you have something for sale or you're looking for something to buy or maybe you're having a yard sale, give me a call. If you're a nonprofit, I'd like to get some information out to the public, give me a call. And with what time we have left, I'd like to hear from you, see what's going on in your neck of the woods. 530-885-3565. That's the number to call. You're listening to FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High, and we are the Voice of the Foothills. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you happy and want to keep it that way? Well, let's find out what happy really is on Pop Talk. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Can we live to 100 and in good shape? Got a renowned doctor who says we can. And then it's Country Music Hall of Famer Lacey J. Dalton, who keeps on singing and performing. What keeps her going? Let's talk things out on Pop Talk, 5 to 7 a.m. Saturday and 9 to 11 p.m. Sunday, or 24/7 at khigh.com. Just click on Listen, and it's all for your life.
Not able to tune into AM 950 KI whenever you want? That's not fair. Have a strict boss that only listens to music and never local news? He's not very informed then, but you knew that. Don't worry, you can get KI's up-to-the-minute news information and local advice from our talented KI news team anywhere you want now. Follow KI on Twitter or like KI on Facebook to receive local news updates multiple times a day. You can also download our KI radio app at khigh.com and enjoy the voice of the foothills at AM 950 KI at any time, day or night.
Because K-High cares. Here's another K-High Community Bulletin Board.
The American Cancer Society Discovery Shop needs your donations of new and gently used merchandise. Items include clothing, jewelry, bric-a-brac, home decor, and more. Donations are tax deductible and support cancer patients locally and nationwide. They also need volunteers daily. The Discovery Shop is located at 2376 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn. For more information, call 530-888-7434.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different?
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
No spin, just facts. Monday through Friday at 7 on KAHI AM and FM. Bill O'Reilly here, inviting you to join me every evening at 7 on KAHI, the No Spin News. You will like it. No spin, just facts on KAHI, always looking out for you.
And we are back at 8:55, looking at 45 degrees at the airport in Auburn. And good morning once again. I'm Mike Nichols. Thank you for joining me on Swap Shop's last community calendar. If you have something to sell, you're looking for something to buy, maybe a yard sale's involved, give me a call. And if you're a nonprofit, like to get some information out to the public about upcoming events, give me a call. And we still have a couple minutes left. If you'd like to get on the program, call me at 530-885-3565. 530-885-3565, that's the number to call. And we do have lines open, so stay tuned. We'll take it home, boys. All righty. Now, of course, following my show here on Swap Shop, we have a Crossroads. And Wes is in studio as we speak. You ready to say something? Good morning.
I need the mic, huh, Mike?
Yeah, you need the mic. Can you hear me?
Hey.
You probably can't hear me if you don't put your headset on.
Can't hear you.
Okay. So are you flying solo today?
Say again?
Are you flying solo?
Solo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you come on the air at the top of the hour with the Crossroads.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear from you, and we'll talk to you then.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Wes.
That's good.
All right. And that's Crossroads coming up at the top of the hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. Okay. Let's see. Well, I can report again to you this important event that's coming up on Saturday, October 5th. The Plaster High School classes of 1964 and 1965 are celebrating a combined class reunion. Again, that's on Saturday, October 5th. And it will take place at the Auburn Elks Lodge at 195 Pine Street here in Auburn from noon to 6. And lunch will be served at 1. It's going to be a lot of fun. Class of 64, if you want more information, contact Fred Van Wert, 408-620-0301, and the class of 65, contact Mike Self, 916-742-8215, or Miguel/Self@gmail.com. And of course, as I stated before, we'll be talking about that from time to time as it draws near. So if you're interested in that, you would have to contact those folks right quick and get all the information that you need. All right. Again, we're going to see kind of partly cloudy skies out there. Beautiful blue sky right now. Look for a high of about 57 today. And look for tonight, mostly clear, the low of about 39. And then tomorrow, once again, partly sunny skies. And it's going to be a beautiful day. And the week looks like it's going to be good, too. So looking forward to that. All right, just about a wrap for me. And again, Mike Nichols here, and I'm glad to